You're listening to SBS News.
New Yorkers are understandably nervous about aircraft crashing into buildings following the events of September 11, 2001, when two planes were flown into the World Trade Center towers by terrorists. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We had a very strange, a very troubling incident this afternoon here in Manhattan. Helicopter crashed into a building here. I want to say the most important thing first. There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror, and there is no ongoing threat to New York City.
Devin Duncan was in the building where the helicopter crashed on the roof.
I was just doing what I was supposed to do, and I felt the building shake. There was a big shake. I thought something was wrong with the elevator at first, and then I seen everybody coming down in all of the elevators, big packed elevators, about 20, 30 people in one elevator.
The crash happened at around 2 p.m. local time in a steady rain and clouds that obscured the roof of the 230-meter-high AXA Equitable building. The helicopter flew in from the river, then veered into Manhattan airspace that's supposed to be off limits for security reasons. One person was killed in the incident. Police Department Commissioner James O'Neill says the authorities are now working to establish exactly what happened.
What we know is that approximately 1:32 this afternoon, the helicopter took off from the 34th Street heliport and about 11 minutes later crashed on the roof across the street from where we are now. Right now, our Detective Bureau, our Intelligence Bureau, the FBI are working with the FAA and the NTSB to gather additional info on the pilot. We believe we tentatively identified the aircraft, the flight path, and its owner.
Commissioner O'Neill said the aircraft was used for executive travel. It wasn't clear why the pilot flew into that part of Manhattan, but authorities called it an emergency landing. The fire department was on the scene within 4 minutes and was able to extinguish the fire on the roof caused by the crash. Witnesses to the incident admitted they were surprised that anyone was flying in such bad weather. One of them, Martha Ferguson, says the first thing she thought of was the 2001 terror attacks.
My first thought is of the all that we lost at 9/11 and seeing the firemen and our heroes, and our prayers just go out to everyone involved.
The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement that the aircraft was an Augusta A109E, a twin-engine lightweight helicopter. The pilot was the only person aboard, and the FAA says its air traffic controllers did not handle the flight. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.